There's a maysa that they bring down from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal. There was once on his way down to Shachris, to Shul, and he hears a big commotion going on, shouting and screaming and banging. So he goes over to see what's going on. The whole community standing outside somebody's house, outside the window over there. What's going on? So the maysa, he sends his daughter was living him at the time when the maysa took place, and his wife Nebuch passed away. So his daughter lived in the house with him. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld tells his daughter, listen, go find out please what the commotion is, maybe I can help, maybe I can do something. So she goes to find out the situation. She investigates, she comes back and she tells her father, the Heilige Rav of Yerushalayim, the following maysa. She said there was a woman, a very, very poor woman, who made her livelihood, her parnasa, was washing clothes for other people. And she was hired by a certain rich woman in the area. Every single morning she'd come there by night, whatever it was, when it got light. She would take the load of laundry that was from yesterday. She would take it down to the river. She would soak it. She would scrub it. She would soap it. Make it all nice. Dry it up. You know, fold all the creases. Everything was gishmak. That was her daily schedule. And that she used to make up her nasa. She comes this morning. This was the mitzvah that happened that day. She comes that morning. And she comes there, she starts taking the laundry basket, starts going all the way to the river over there, starts to do the laundry. And all of a sudden, the woman from the house over there, the rich woman, screams out and says, no, it's Rosh Chodesh this morning. Rosh Chodesh, our minig is, we don't do washing on Rosh Chodesh. So don't put it back, please. And you've got the day off. And she says, excuse me, you know, this is my only source of parnasa. If I don't work today, I won't get any money. If I don't get any money, my kids, Nebuch, won't have anything to eat. My husband, she said, is completely sick. He's in bed, he can't move. I bring the bread home. I push it. Without this parnasa, I will not have bread for my family. Please. And she started shouting, no, Rosh Chodesh, the minute. And she shouting, please, but my kids are going to be starving. And the whole neighborhood woke up at that time, and everybody started arguments this way, arguments that way. Everybody was busy in it. All of a sudden, everyone became a Talmud Chacham. Yes, the minute, not the minute. What's the present the minute? I don't know. Lemaisa. Zug Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Geoynes. Moyutikazach. What did he say? He says to his daughter, tell me something. Do we have any washing in our house? She says, sure, you know, a whole stack of laundry. She says, do me a favor. You go and hire that woman to go and do laundry with us today. To go and be mavaza, to go and cut off the parnasa from someone because of a minig. Yeah, minig kovish akadoshim by klal yisrael avada. Oh, but to be mavaza somebody else in klal yisrael to stop the parnasa, you know what that means? Hire her for our house. So she goes over, she tells the woman, listen, work for us for today, and we'll pay you whatever that woman pays you, and you'll have a parnasa, you can bring some food home for your family. So she's very happy about it. She goes over to the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Heilige house over there. She starts getting busy with the laundry. All of a sudden, they knock on the door. The rich woman's come back. She says, hey, if it's good enough for the Rav to do laundry on Rosh Chodesh, it's good enough for us also to do laundry on Rosh Chodesh. And she brings this woman, and she does the laundry in her house. Now, the Maisa, I wanted to speak about an akuda today that, again, I didn't find too much written about. Often people don't even know these halachas. Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Holding now. Bang smack in the middle of a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, it's good to spend a few minutes, almost what, 20 minutes, to discuss the halachas of what there are negeya to Rosh Chodesh. There's a lot of halachas, there's negeya to Kiddush HaChodesh that we're not going to do, we've done that here before in the yeshiva, but now I want to do Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. And I started this maysa very simple, because a lot of the things on Rosh Chodesh you'll find are minhagim. Now minhagim are Kiddush HaKadoshim. But we always have to get into our head that a minig is choshev, a minig is mamish Kiddush HaKadoshim. Oh, but if it's copy, if it's a homer on somebody else, or if it's going to hurt somebody else, then you have to know. You have to know what type of minig, you have to know which minig, and mainly you have to know what you're dealing with. So today, Beis Hashem, Pashut for a few minutes, I need to go into the halachas. We'll start like this. Be'etem Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simet Tov Yud Zayin brings down that lahalacha me'ika hadin, all malacha is mutter on Rosh Chodesh. All types of activities, all malachas are mutter on Rosh Chodesh. Abba, zog the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simet Tov Yud Zayin, that by Noshim have a minig not to do any malacha bechalal on Rosh Chodesh. Who minig toiv? Noshim the Shulchan Aruch over there, Tov Yud Zayin. That the lemaisa is a minig toiv for women not to do any malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the minig Yerushalayim was brought down the Yosef Eimitz in the Mikor Chaim and the Chavis Yo, is that there are three things the tiniest minig Yerushalayim is not to do. Number one, the washing. Number two, the sewing. And one other thing as well, ironing the lemaisa is mutter. Now, the shayla is nowadays. First of all, what's the reason? Why do women have a minig not to do malacha on the ganze Rosh Chodesh? Right? What's that?
From Moshe Rabbeinu.
Close. I mean, you're right there, but the Shaila is what is after the Maaseh. So we have a Torah. It's Kedai. We look at the Torah that he brings over here. Two reasons. Reason number one is the Egel Azov. Tosfos and Megillah. Tosfos and Megillah, Chof Beis and Beis tells us that we know that when they came back to ask their wives for their jewelry for the Egel Azov, the women said, no way, we're not going to go donating our jewelry for an Avodah Zarah. And that schar that they get from Tosfos over there in Megillah, that schar that didn't want to participate in the making of the Egel Azov, they get a reward that on Rosh Chodesh they don't have to work. No melacha bechlal, right? Which by the Sfarim ask Akasha, the fees there, what about Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi, we also know, didn't Isaac, we weren't busy helping out with the Egel Azov. So the men of the Levim should also be Nichla. Abba Lamaisa doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. Says that the women, Imkain. The Shaila is, that's reason number one. Reason number two, very beautiful reason. The Torah brings down over here, another reason. He says over here, Vishramati, Ma'achi Arab Yehuda, Tam Ledova. What's the reason why women don't do Melacha on Rish Chodesh? The Fisha Moedim Nitaknu Keneged Ovis. All the Moedim, as we know, the Yom Tovim, are Keneged our Ovis HaKadoshim. Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and obviously, Pesach is Avram, Shavuos Keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov. And he brings over here Psukim, where it all comes from, whatever it may be. Then he says like this, what about the 12 Rosh Chodeshim? What about the Rosh Chodesh that we have during the year? So he says, Gam Heim Nikra Moedim. So Sukkot is a bit of a Moed. Keneged Yud Bei Shvatim. Those are Keneged Yud Bei Shvatim. And Zuk the Torah, Kishach Otu Be Egel, when Klal Yisrael did the Chet of the Egel, Midlu Behem, again, it's a similar idea. We gave Rosh Chodesh to the women as a ki'ilu a moyed, as a ki'ilu a yomtov, as a schar for not being participation in the Egel Hazor. So that's the mitzvah there. Now, what's a washing machine nowadays? Right, we discussed this in Erev Shabbos. We have a washing machine nowadays, tremendous machlokes haposkim, if women are allowed to do washing on Rosh Chodesh. Because again, the washing machines don't require any melacha, it's pressing a button, and there's a mokim to be megal to do washing in a washing machine, that's for sure. Now the Be'alocha is a beautiful thing. Zug the Be'alocha like this. The Be'alocha says in Tevit Zayin that the whole yisoid of women not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh is to be megal for them. It's to make it easier for them. Now I'm telling you like this, Rabbi said from experience, any person with a bunch of kids, it's not being makel on them telling them not to washing. It's being hard on them. Because when it comes to 2 days later, they're going to have a pile this big, it's going to take them hours and hours. So again, look at the Be'alocha Klah. If the woman wants to do malacha, Yizikha can't stop her. So what's the nafkimina? If the husband comes home and says to do the malacha, then she can say no. Oh, if she wants to do malacha, there's no shayla bechlal. Unmarried girls, tremendous shayla in the poskim. If an unmarried girl is nichlal in the chiv over here, most poskim are machme, and she's nichlal in the minik, she can be meikul, not do any malacha bechlal. The shari tshuva says, avada, everything goes according to the minik. Everything goes according to the minik. If the minik was to be machme, the minik is to be bechlal, the minik is to be meikul. So again, you have to find at each place what the minik is over there. Now, parnosa, zug d'orech ha-shulchan, to do any malacha for parnosa purposes is muta. Right, obviously, zuk da'ishal avam mebuchach. If you're doing it, it's soirich Rosh Chodesh. For example, you need to wear something Rosh Chodesh, then about the mitzvah, there's no shayla bechlal. Next shayla on Rosh Chodesh. What about a suda? Is there an inyan to eat a suda on Rosh Chodesh? So kiyodua, the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Tov Yotes says azal loshen mitzvah laharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. Right, Mr. Behetu says, it's already mashmois from the Yushalmi and Megillah, we're dealing over here with the Su'udas Mitzvah. The Su'udas Mitzvah. Everybody, I'm sure here, and this yeshiva for sure knows, what Morin Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to say about the Su'udas Mitzvah. He used to say an unbelievable thing. He used to say that if we understood the chashivas of the Su'udas Mitzvah, we would get down on our hands and knees and lick every crumb from the floor. That's what Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to say. So zug the behate on you, show me. The suda that you're going to be eating tonight, or tomorrow, whatever it's going to be, as we can explain that loch in a moment, is going to deal with a suda's mitzvah. It's like a chasana. It's like a bar mitzvah. It's like a seer for sure. So maybe it's a gewaldige, gewaldige zach. Now, Lemaisel Chaschaim says it's not mamish a suda's mitzvah. It's a minute of a kopon. It seems to be master from the Shulchan Aruch. We're dealing over here with a serious mitzvah. Now, what should we do to be yotzei mitzvah? The Shartzion says, and the Kapachayim says, Avada Yerushalayim should be machmed pas. The best thing is to do on Rosh Chodesh is to wash on bread and eat a regular seuda. That's the best. To be yotzei all the sheetahs, that's the best, right? You have to remember, it costs money sometimes. Right? So we know the Gemara, and we spoke about this by Hilchos Shabbos in the beginning of Hilchos Erev Shabbos, that whenever a person spends over the Gemara on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, wait till we get to Hanukkah, we'll say the same thing about Hanukkah, it is l'maisa nichlal, that it doesn't come off the cheshbon. So when the Rebbeinu in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah said, hey, he's going to get 10 grand this year, and you're now going to spend 25 shekel on a nice roll, on a nice yogurt for tomorrow morning, zug the Gemara, it's off the Chazal. It doesn't come off the cheshbon. It's 100% free of charge. So if you go tomorrow to the makolet to buy yourself a nice packet of bizli, or whatever it is, to the yates of sudas rosh chodesh, it's a gavaldiga gavaldiga zach. Meat. What about meat? You have to eat meat. You have to eat meat. It's the shayla. So it's totally whether or not we'll see in a moment is a machlokes rishonim. If it's a chiyuv simcha on rosh chodesh, we know by yom tov for sure there's a chiyuv simcha. So by yom tov lechayul, if you a lot of shittas there's a shayla. The rabbam, the shulchan aruch harav, whether you have to eat meat on yom tov. Or by rosh chodesh, there's also a similar shayla whether or not there's a chiyuv simcha on rosh chodesh. The chassidim are very into this. Chassidim will eat meat, they eat fish, they bring down the Rosh Chodesh Zalman. In Rosh Chodesh Zalman Orbach's house, he used to be knowing every Rosh Chodesh to eat basa, to eat meat, to be yotza. Again, it's a shayla from Simchas Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to eat meat. Now the Mishnah Berurah says to you like this. Some of the Mishnah Berurah have gotten based like this. What you should do when you're eating lunch. Now everybody eats lunch. So is lunch now a sugar Rosh Chodesh? No. Why? Because you always eat lunch. So the Mishnah Berurah, Echob Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Gavaldik Eitzah. Add an extra tavshil. Instead of eating soup, main course, dessert, add an extra tavshil. Go buy yourself an extra kugel, some more potatoes, buy yourself an extra drink, but something extra to the meal, and that extra thing, it's nikkut. It's very, very recognizable that that's the covered Rosh Chodesh. You know, you look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, but HaShulchan doesn't understand. Why are people not noig in Sudas Rosh Chodesh? People should be busy with Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Right, they for sure should be washing. Who wants to wash, right? Nobody has to wash. We'll discuss that in Hilchos benching. People don't like washing. But on Rosh Chodesh, it's kedai for a person to do so the night or the day. Right, as we know, every Rosh Chodesh, right now, Baruch Hashem, we have 2 nights, 2 days. But a normal Rosh Chodesh is 1 night, 1 day. When do I have to eat the Suda? Both? Night or day? What do we do? So Rav Poskim hold the Ikka Suda is by Yom, the Ikka Suda is by day. So tomorrow, anytime during the day, have the Suda, Gavaldi. Oba, the Ramon Mipano brings down, even you should have a Suda at night, and the Medayik for many Poskim as well, that the Suda is also by night. So tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, you want to have a Gavaldiga Suda mitzvah, go buy yourself a roll and a nice yogurt, it's free, it's on the Rabbeinu Shalom Cheshvan, and Memela, your Yotze, a wonderful Suda of Rosh Chodesh. A Gavaldiga Zach. What about a 2 day Rosh Chodesh? Well, here we're holding by 2 day Rosh Chodesh. What was if I didn't do it yesterday, I'd do it tomorrow? That's the Shaila. So Lemais the Matimoshe says that Marbe B'Suda means both days, yesterday, or today, and tomorrow as well. If you had the Suda today, Zuk the Matamoshi, you should have another one tomorrow. Women is a Shaila, where the women, it's a mitzvah of Sages Mangiroma, and Lemaisa, they paskin that you should be married soon. Now, everybody knows this Shaila. I'm going to speak this out because this is a Shaila that comes up all the time. You have to know this. I'm sure everybody in the sheep. Was it in Shabbos? No, Shabbos. Everybody has to know this Shaila. What do you do this Rosh Chodesh, what we just had yesterday, last night, where Rosh Chodesh begins on a Motzah Shabbos? Happens all the time. Right, you've got to be, there's a lot of 2 days Rosh Chodesh is coming up, so there's going to be a lot of this situation. It's kedai to know the Shaila, it's a famous Shaila, it's your Dudika Shaila, all the poets speak about it. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. Rosh Chodesh, it starts on the Motzah Shabbos, so we know like this. We know when we wash for Shalosh Shuras, before Shkia, and we bench, even after Nacht, when it's Motzah Shabbos, do we say we'd say in benching? About that we do, why? We go back to the beginning of the Suda. What do we do when it starts to be Rosh Chodesh on Motzah Shabbos? So now we've got a problem. If we're going to say, and this is better than we're going to Rom's Kasha, if we're going to say Yad HaVayavai, it means it's night. So if it's night, you can't say Ritzeh, because there's no longer Shabbos. But if you say Ritzeh, you can't say Yad HaVayavai, because Tadu Tadu is a steamer. You can't say both. What do you do? What do you do in such a situation? So I want to make this very clear, to show that people have every single time. You know how many people came over to me this Shabbos afternoon? What do we do with Shalosh Shuras? It's good to know. Simple. If you wash and you bench before night, that means if you bench before it gets Tzezak and Chovin, before it gets Nacht, there is no Shaila Bechlal. You make a Ritzeh, Vezehu. And that's Parshat Pshat. It's not actually, it's not really Yom, you know, Shkia is past, but it's not Nacht, and therefore it's not Rosh Chodesh. The Shaila begins, what most people have, is where Shalosh Shuras extends a little bit weiter. Sfaket, some of the Poskim Taka say you should extend Shalosh Shuras extra Motzah Shabbos in order to have your Suda of Rosh Chodesh. Yishayim, no, it's not Nika that you're doing at the Kovod Rosh Chodesh. What do you do? What's that? Lava Malka, of sure you can have a Lava, that's partial with the extra Suda, Chvaisnish. The Maisa is the Maisa Zoe, so what's the Eitzah? What do you do? You're benching after Nacht. You've got a major problem. To say Ritzay means it's Shabbos. Shabbos is not Rishreidish. If you say Yad HaVeyom, then it's not called Ritzay. So the Machlik is Morgan Avram and the Taz. The Morgan Avram holds you only say Yad HaVeyom and don't say Ritzay. Why? Title to Satri. So the Mela, right now it's night. It's for sure Rishreidish. Shabbos is only a Sofik. The Mela, you go bust on the Vaday. As we state Morgan Avram. Zut the Taz, no way you make both. You make both of Ritzay, both of Yad HaVeyom. Why do you make both? You go bust the beginning of the meal, Ritzay, and you go bust the end of the meal, Yalav Yovai. How do we paskin? So in Mishabu it's not klar. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that the minig is like the taz. That if you bench after nacht, you have to say both. So again, this is something that you mamash have to know. The Chassam Sofer, they say, used to bench dafka before nacht to get out of the whole shayla. Lom again, baita. Next. It's brought down also the Chassam Sofer, the Yisayid V'Sheish V'Avoida, that a person b'dafka should wear special clothing for Rosh Chodesh. I remember in school, there was a teacher who used to wear every Rosh Chodesh a red shirt. It was a Yid, obviously. Every Rosh Chodesh, you wear a red shirt. And so it's bring down the Furish, Machzit Bracha brings it, Chassam Sofer brings it. It's good time for a person to wear a special clothing for Rosh Chodesh. The Goyim. The Heilige Vilna Goyim used to wear a special hat. A Shabbos hat. He used to wear a Shabbos hat in Rosh Chodesh. The Kapachayim brings, very interesting, says the Kapachayim, every Jewish person should have four types of clothing. Number one, Shabbos. Number two, Yom Tov. Number three, Chanukah and Purim. If he just said Purim, I thought maybe he means like the dressing up things. Oh, I said Chanukah and Purim. And number four, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. There's a certain extra clothing that a person is meant to have on Rosh Chodesh. Candles. The Pichodesh brings in Simon Tukya Tes. It's an Indian for a person to light candles at the Seudah or Stam on Rosh Chodesh. Nails and hair. And we mentioned this again in Halachas Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's kedai to mention it because we're holding now by this month. According to the Tzavo of Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid, now, meaning the whole day today and the whole day tomorrow until Nacht, you should not cut your nails and you should not cut your hair. Tzavo Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, which means normally there's a lot of things Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid, right? We don't generally go with all of them. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it so that people are very machmir for it. People attack very machmir. Maisa, I was mekabel a very simple psak like this. Mitzvah for Rebbe Yashu Zatzal. Simple psak. If that's your family minig, keep it. If it's not, don't take it on. Okay, so again, I'm not telling you not to be machmir. But I'm telling you, if you know it's your family minig, so keep it. If it's not your family minig, you're allowed to be makel. You can have a haircut. You can shave. You can cut your nails. If it's not your family minig, kach kibalti mi Rebbe Yisai. From Be'etzim Rebbe Yashu used to say that way. There's no in to take on the Rebbe Yashu if that's not your family minig. Yeah.
I come on page today. I don't know what my minik is.
You should check your minik. Check your minik. If you can check it, check it. Check it.
If you took it on?
If you took it on as your Hatorah Sadaim. So, Efshah, yeah. It's like a double toy that you did a few times, even without saying it, that you need the Hatorah Sadaim for, unless you hold of the poiskim like the Chassam Sofer, the Rebbe Kanievsky, and the Erech Amunah, and other poiskim, from the Zalman also, that you could be Semech on the Hatorah Sadaim you didn't have Rosh Hashanah. So Be'esim, you could. If you took it on Stam, it's not your family minigah, most you could be Mekel. Again, I don't make my mezalz l'chas v'sham, people attack a machmeh in this one. This one, I'll give you a list of other ones, like, maybe this shayla right over here in Yeshiva, where you've got this door over there, it's a big shayla. This probably was a door. They covered it up. There's a tremendous shayla, according to Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, if you're allowed to cover up a window or a door. You have to always leave something. People are very machmeh. It could be that hole over there says Zeichel Achor, but I don't know. People are very machmeh. Oh, but it's a big shayla. No, in general, Stam. Could be Beis Medrash different anyway, but I'm not getting into the Indian. I'm just giving you a zobah. People are machmir. Yeah, completely is a big shayla. So without chosid, you have to keep it. I'm just telling you, without chosid. Yeah, it is. So that's what the Lashav Tainud, it's for the Mishbacha, and those people came from there. They kept it. Everybody else, no mechuyav to keep it. It's a lovely thing to do. You want to keep it beautiful.
Why not
a heebie-jeebie? I don't know. Or, listen, the emes is I can't reveal the real reasons to you right now. It's another time, it's too early. It has to be like after Chatzos and while we're doing Kabbalah. Okay, let me get back to it. Oh, we only have 5 minutes. Now, so again, claw. By the nails on the hair, if it's a minute, keep it. Mishabur brings it there for people like Machme, Abba, you can be Meiko. Kids, I always wondered this. Why do the kids come home early on Rosh Chodesh? It bothered me for years. My kids are busy learning and they're coming home. Baruch Hashem, I found Oruch HaShulchan. There's an Oruch HaShulchan, Yeridayasim, and Reish Mem, Hey Sif, Yud Beis. Says Mefush, that the kids do not stay in school till the end of the day. They come home early. It's a Mefush, because that's Oruch HaShulchan says it. That's the reason why they do it. Right, Beis HaKavoyis, if anybody wants to go to the Beis HaKavoyis tomorrow, you should not do so on Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Tetan Orchas Chaim, unless obviously there's a Yod side, or Rosh Loshim, whatever it may be, then above you can be Meikel. It's brought down the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amar Beis, Sukkah Chavazayin Amar Beis, Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi. Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi on Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Hashem, you have the Rosh right here, so you're okay. Now, Chiyah Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. What do you do with Chiyah Simcha? Is there's a machloekis in the Rishonim. The Shitas HaYireim is that on Rosh Chodesh there's a chi of simcha, just like on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed. There's a chi for a person to be mesameach, to be happy, to buy things that can make him happy. Same thing on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi and the Rosh, and this is Be'etzim the Shita LaHalacha, is we pass, and there's no chi of simcha on Rosh HaChodesh. Yalav Yovei. I'm not going to go through all the inyanim. Everybody knows Yalav Yovei. We forget it by night. We don't repeat Shemoneh Esra. By day, we do repeat Shemoneh Esra. Ein Mekatchim Balayla. 1 second is like this. I want to bring down a couple of oris that I'm not sure everybody is familiar with. Number one, it's brought down on Rosh Chodesh that a person is meant to daven mitoy chasida. But after Zukta Achrayin in Poshut, it's you're davening something that you don't normally daven during the year. People forget all the time. And Mimela, that's the reason why it's kedai, when you bench, when you daven Maariv tonight, Shachris to a morning b'chule, you should have a siddur. Number two, if this bothered me, I have to tell you. It bothered me for a long time. You find people in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, Yalav Yavai, it really bothered me. It really bothered me. What's going on? You know, if you've got 5-6 people in the middle of shul, right? You have a Gan Tzimnion, 20-30 people, you know, at different zmanim, you can hear like, well, you know, I know where he's holding, I know where he's holding, I know where he's holding. It's very nice. Oh, but it bothers me because it disturbs my Shemoneh Esra. It sounds everyone else as well. You're busy concentrating this, that, and the other. And I was like, Yalav Yavai here, Yalav Yavai there. The whole shul's, you know, what's going on? Baruch Hashem, I found Reflein Zalman Orbach was bothered by the same thing. And Reflein Zalman said like this. He says, Enoch Inami, there's a Mogan of Vom in Semen Kufi Dalit, Sikotin Base, that says that the Shamash, the Gabbai, should Taka renounce Yalav Yavai. Before. Or but the rest of the Misbalalim. So, Robert, I'm going to quote through the Loshen of Reflein Zalman. He calls it a Dobber Mavuza. For them to mention Yalav Yovei loud while they're standing, Oymid Lefei Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't make any sense. Taka doesn't like it. Right? I did see people down the other person, they want to say that maybe the first person's okay, but after one guy started, how many people have to do it after him? Right? Everybody has to show Kiddush. No, I didn't forget. He forgot. I didn't forget because I said it. Everybody heard me. So again, it could be the first person actually is a mocker to be Meikel. But after that, it's a big bayah. Let me get back to Sofik. If a person has a suffix, for example, if he knows when he started with say, you know sometimes you start with say, he'll say, ooh, remember Yalav Yavai. Now you have a suffix afterwards. What do you do? So normally Mishapur is machalik between how long you have the suffix, lemaisa, as long as you know that when you started with say, you were meant to say it, you don't have to repeat. When I had a fellow who calls me up. He calls me up last week, he says to me, I never had this before. I'm no idea. I have a suffix if I daven mincha. Huh? I never saw it in the mincha. Imagine asking a fellow, you went to the doctor today? Yeah, I went to the doctor. Did you go to the doctor? No, I didn't go to the doctor. I don't know. Did I go to the doctor? I don't remember. What was that? You have a suffix if you've done in mincha? I don't understand it. How do you have a suffix? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Benching, maybe I hear, because maybe he was busy in Zimmer and just, no, you're there. Mincha? What type of mincha is it anyway? If that's what you know, I saw, Shimmy, I haven't got time for this. There's a commander ever, right? The commander of a Shulchan Aruch called the Shulchan Atoya. He says if a person meant, we don't paskin like this, but I say we do not paskin like this. Oh, but he writes over there that if a person forgets Yalav Yavai, don't repeat Shemoneh Esra. Either Shulchan Aruch says you have to. How can it be Cholik Shulchan Aruch? He says, you know why? Because if you forgot it the first time, can you imagine what type of davening that was? You're going to say it the second time, you're for sure going to forget it. Mamish, you paskin that way. Paskin that way. Gedoy, Mamish, unbelievable. We don't paskin that way. I'd rather we do repeat it. Now, I do want to mention, by Halal, Avad is also for a person to be mafsik. People think that only have soccer means dafke bedibu. Mishavus says klar. Afilu b'shtika. That means if, for example, a person goes out and has to go to the bathroom, this, that, and the other, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Halal, shaloy l'tsoyach b'chlal. If you did, then obviously you start from the place that you stopped. Now, this is a very common shayla. Because straight after Halal is Kriyas HaTorah. So if you're davening against Halal, they start to do Kriyas HaTorah, they call you up for an aliyah in the middle of Halal. What's halacha? So the right halacha is, Avad, you're allowed to go up for your aliyah, there's no problem, b'chlal, in the middle of Halal, and afterwards you continue Halal after, unless you hold your mamash in the middle of Perek, what? Oh, very good. Very good, but there's a big shayla in that. We'll speak about that in halachas. I hope to get to that. That's mamash shayla the reise. Nachanami, it's a safe. Oh yeah, that's a very scary shayla. I want to get that, Beis Hashem. I just want to mention one maisa. We're discussing minhagim and gavaldik azach. I want to mention one thing. You do that when a chosin and kala walk down to the aisle. So there's different minhagim in klal yisrael. For example, the minig of the Hasidim is that the two fathers walk the chosen and the two mothers walk the kala. The litzur sha'olam is faket, or some of them. I'm not going to say minogim for everybody, but many of the litzur sha'olam talk of a meaning that the father and the mother walk down their child, and the father and the mother walk down their child. Lemaisa is a modika shayla. Somebody came up to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, as we know, apart from a godla mamish, godla dor mamish, yidal chelki shulchan aruch, he was a rav, and his menschlich kite was yodua. If anybody learns Emes Yaakov ala parasha, you will see again and again the menschlich kite of such a yid was unbelievable. And he says like this: a man came over to him like this. He was marrying off his son, and he said they've got a big problem. He said, "But this is our only child. We have one son, one child. We've waited years and years for this moment. And our meaning is that both the father and mother walk down our son. It would be such a nachas for us to do that." The problem is, not the problem, but the baya is that the other side is Hasidish. And they wouldn't hear of it. A mother and a father would walk down a match. That's not heard of. It has to be both fathers. So the Maisa, they said, "Listen, we've come to the Rosh Hashiva, we've come to Yaakov Kamenetsky. I wanted to, what do you say? Whatever you decide, we're going to go with the Rosh Hashiva's psak. What do you do?" He said, "I have a minig like this. I do whatever the other side does. Whatever the other side wants, that's what I do." And that's exactly what they did. A minig is a minig, in a chanami, to a minig, this, that, and the other. We have to realize, a minig is so choshev in Klal Yisrael. Okay, you take the words of minig backwards, what does it smell? Gehenna. A minig is very choshev in Klal Yisrael. Or but lemaisa to realize that in a chanami a minig. Or but to mevaza somebody else, to do on yenim's cheshbon, this avada, a person should not do other minhogim like that. Rabbi said, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do tzab alechaim.